And again, you mentioned the agents. They're kind of starting to put their hand in the, in the pool. I guess you would say. How do you see their impact on this entire negotiation? Obviously, they shouldn't really be a big part of it, but again, they're the legal end of the players' association and the individual players. You know, there's been talk about decertification. Are the agents just muddying the waters right now for this entire negotiation?
Well, I think the agents are really on the outside looking in more so in this negotiation than maybe they'd like to be in than they were in the past. And I think you're seeing some of that frustration come out in the way those five agents, five of the biggest agents, put out that letter to their guys saying, hey, you got to hold firm where you are. And the union needs to hold firm. The union can't keep giving back percentage after percentage after percentage. It's the league's not bargaining fairly. And that was another episode that kind of put Billy in a bit of a tight spot, in that all that kind of got out publicly. But at the end of the day, Billy Hunter and Derek Fisher are the guys who are going to get this deal done, and they're top attorneys. So there's really like eight guys that are going to get this deal done: David Stern, Adam Silver, Peter Holt from the Spurs, and then from the union, Billy Hunter and Derek Fisher, and their attorneys, Jeff Kessler and Ron Clemper. And then on the NBA side, I looked up Dan Rube, one of their top attorneys. But those are the eight guys that are going to get the deal done. And when those eight guys can kind of get in a room together, or maybe half those eight guys, and say, hey, let's lock ourselves in here and see if we can kind of split the difference on 20 things that are left on the list. Until that moment comes, I don't see that there's any quick path to a deal. But, hopefully the mediator can kind of point them down that road. On Monday when he meets with both sides separately, and then on Tuesday when he meets with them together with the bargaining committee.
We're visiting with Chris Sheridan of SheridanHoops.com. Chris, you mentioned all the different issues at hand. It's not just BRI. It's not just hard versus soft cap. Is there too much to kind of overcome? I mean, again, we don't really know exactly how close they are on certain issues, but this isn't the NFL. This isn't just a couple things. There's a lot of things kind of built into the system. Is there any realistic feeling that things could get decided by next week?
Well, it depends how much both sides want to bend, because there hasn't been a lot of bending, at the same time for both sides. So there's only really been one day of that, when they were talking about the 50-50 split, kind of informally, and that was that was over a week ago. So there's a lot of unsettled issues, but once you get a deal on the money, the rest of the stuff falls into place over 2-3 hours, because at the end of the day, this is a financial negotiation, and it's all about the split. And if they figured out where they meet on the split, let's say 51 or 51.5, then they can, they would be of the mind, it would change the whole mindset of the negotiation. Mm-hmm. So, okay, let's close out these other issues.
Sure.
And they can do that in a matter of hours.
Okay, so, as I mentioned, you were one of the more optimistic writers out there. I was very pessimistic. You totally turned me into a very optimistic individual. Give me your gut feeling. Are we going to have basketball in November? Is this not going to happen until 2012? Or give me your prognostication of what you think is going to happen in the next couple of weeks.
Here's what I've always been saying. It doesn't make any sense for them to punish their product and to have such a long work stop because they can't have an 82 game season.
Right.
And, look, if they do make a deal Tuesday, like David said, they need to, they still could have an 82 game season. And, you just push back the playoffs by 2 weeks, and end in late June instead of mid-June. They have that kind of flexibility at the back end of their calendar, and I think a lot of people are kind of forgetting that. So an 82-game season can still be salvaged if you get a deal done in the next week or two. The problem is that Monday night was, kind of a real dramatic stopping point for the two sides when Stern came out and canceled the first 2 weeks of the regular season. And those kind of moments tend to make both sides a little more entrenched. So, next week will be real telling. Monday, again, and Tuesday, they're meeting with the federal mediators. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, all the NBA owners are in New York for the Board of Governors meeting. So next week is a busy, it's a busy week on the NBA calendar, even though it's not doesn't involve any bouncing or shooting basketballs.
Hey, Chris, such a pleasure to talk to you. I really appreciate your insight, your knowledge, and again, love your work. You can read Chris at SheridanHoops.com. Thanks again, Chris.
Okay, Joe. Thanks.
All righty, that's Chris Sheridan, Sheridan Hoops. Let's get more into this. Let's kind of break down what Chris was talking about, some of the other ins and outs of the lockout. We will do that when we return. My name is Cub Buting. This is The Baseline on GoMileHigh.com.